This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, very crazy day yesterday. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I was luckily got to hang out with some friends and then went to the Steve Sanchez show. Got to broadcast with Pat Casal and Kevin Thompson, and it was pretty fun. But you know, we went to bed. Well, I went to bed by myself. Friend went to bed. Yeah, that's what radio folk do. But went to bed, kind of going, okay, you know, I get it's close, you know. Looked like Trump had strong leads. Trump declared victory. Biden said, look, be patient, be strong. And we, John Schaefer was there and Nathan Sanchez and just a good group of guys. And things started to change when we saw Arizona flip Democrat. Start to kind of make you kind of scratch your head. Remember, Arizona was Barry Goldwater territory. Arizona had been a very red Republican state for a long time. And so when you saw that flip and you saw Kelly take over the McSally Senate seat, you know, started to kind of show, well, you know, things might turn, okay? Then Pennsylvania, we heard a rumor, and again, it could have just been misreporting by a news outlet, that the election officials or the people that were counting the polls of Pennsylvania wanted to go to sleep. Okay? They were working all day at the polls. They weren't allowed to count their ballots early. So, they're going to go to sleep. And then the next day, maybe they'll have results by Friday. So, of course, people were like, okay, what the heck's going on? Because at first it didn't look like Pennsylvania mattered at the time because Michigan was going Trump, North Carolina going Trump, Georgia going Trump, right? So, Alaska going Trump, Nevada still slightly towards Biden. So, when you looked up the electoral votes, Trump was already looking like he would have easily had 271. So, man, I went to bed. I got a show to do today, right? You know, so when you wake up this morning, things have flipped. Things have shifted. And ballots are still being counted. Pennsylvania says, you know, they're still getting ballots in. They're technically postmarked. They're going to count them. And, you know, people are like, why is this process so manual? Well, because I guess you got to open up the ballot. You got to take it. You got to scan it. You know, already you're starting to hear the buzz and you're starting to kind of hear the grumblings of, okay, well, this is where there could be room for fraud. And I told you guys this. If there was fraud, it could have been by either side early on, where the first couple days of voting, people just storm the mailboxes with ballots. And, you know, I predict that if there was fraud, that's where it was. We'll talk about that in a little bit and what I think all polling offices need to do to put everybody's mind at ease, Democrat and Republicans' mind at ease, for the next election. But despite who wins this week, and it looks like now the odds are shifting, it's leaning towards Biden, America's got bigger problems. I mean, the one thing that I see from this whole thing, the first thing I see is, damn, is this country divided. Now, I mean, I'm not saying we're allowed to have close elections and they all have to look like a, you know, Ronald Reagan landslide or an Obama, you know, Romney win. I'm not saying that it has to look like that. But I find it very, very unsettling that you have half the country, you know, so in love with one leader, and you have half the country hate the other. And we spoke about this. It wasn't that people voted for Biden because they really, really liked the guy and they thought he was really, really cool and he's, you know, good, you know. It's because they hated Trump. And so when you have a country like that, you're like, okay, well, why the divide? Well, people are saying, well, because it's rich poor. No, half the country isn't rich, so that's not it. You know, well, it's Christian, Catholic, or it's Jewish, or it's woman, man. No, it's not. The votes were mixed. Well, it was pro-mask, anti... No, it wasn't. You know, and so when you see a country where we are barely... I mean, you know, Nevada is going to probably squeak by with a Biden win, right? Michigan... And Wisconsin, if they are leaning Biden now, again, squeaking by. Why such a disparity? I mean, you know, we're Americans. Don't you think we would have, you know, and I get elections are contentious and all that, but when you have a squeak by and we're talking about handfuls of votes, you know, are we American or there's some other divide? And to me, I think that is problematic. Trust me, I love us not all thinking the same thing. I don't want us to be communist or fascist or anything like that. But it's just, you know, don't you think we all would kind of be on the same page when it came to the economy or a COVID or national security or, you know, government involved with, you know, people's choices or a fetus being alive? I mean, don't you think we would kind of have a little bit more consensus, which to me means the American is not what we think it is. You don't have the, you know, like the 1940s, you know, okay, you know, America first, you don't see that unity. The other thing that I see that's a huge problem is we can't trust the polls or media or anything for that matter, which I then extrapolate to COVID numbers. I then extrapolate to everything else going on, to the numbers of vaccine. I mean, we have been for weeks told this is a landslide. Biden's got this. Biden is so far ahead. And then you see what's happening here, and you're like, okay, I understand we now have this term fake news and all that, and I'm glad Trump brought light to that. But as, you know, if you were Democrat, if you were Republican, you need to probably be really kind of scratching your head going, do I even believe anything that happens in the news? I mean, is it just that news is all advertiser driven? Is it that news is just all about entertainment? And I was watching, when I was working out today, I was watching CNN, and I was watching Fox News, both going back and forth. You can see how everybody's trying to just cater to they're trying to cater to their audience, going, look, you know, but this is how Biden could win, or look, this is how Trump could still win, and that's non-news. So if we can't trust our polls, if we can't trust our reporting, right? If we have no idea what's happening with the ballot counting, which we're going to talk about, I mean, I think we got bigger problems, and it's beyond whoever wins this week. 1-877-DOC-BELL.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So right now, if you're listening, then I am going to be your election headquarters. So I am going to make sure it will give you the information as we get it. Of course, we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We know a lot of you guys have a lot of concerns and a lot of things to say and a lot of questions, so I'll answer them the best I can. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. And of course, we're getting your tweets, we're getting your Facebook comments or your emails and your messages at drdahlia.com. But 1-877-DOCDOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So where we stand now, Donald Trump has 213 electoral votes. He needs 270 to win. Biden has 227 electoral votes. So toss-up states are still Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Alaska, Arizona, and Nevada. Arizona, I believe, had been called by Fox News when there was still about a million votes left. Now, I was kind of making a joke on this with Facebook. I don't know if any of you guys follow me on Facebook, but I was watching the early results, and there was Virginia being called. And I get it. Virginia went to Hillary. You know, I actually put up a map for you guys also of what the 2016 electoral results were, because, you know, when Virginia, you know, went to Biden and Illinois went to Biden, people were like, okay, wait a second, are we losing states? And if you see, those are the states that went to Hillary anyway. So that was, you know, not expected. Back in 2016, Trump did win Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona. So that put him very easily into the Electoral College win. Nevada didn't go to him. Nevada's been blue for a while. And again, I hate the term blue-red because that's not how we grew up with. Red and blue, we talked about that. Red used to be the South and the Union. Blue used to be the North, and the North was more Republican. And then blue was Republican for a while, and then some of the networks, I think NBC, said, well, why don't we make red the challenger, blue the incumbent? And then by the year 2000, they just made red blue state. So it's a very, very new thing in this century. But I had posted one thing that just really kind of struck me as odd is there was a Virginia calling, right, where 1% of the vote was in. Trump had 66.3%. Biden had 32%. Okay, so less than half called for Virginia. All right. So, you know, people explained, look, you know, it wasn't that it was the square root of 1,063, and that's why Biden won it. It's the other 99% of the vote in Virginia was expected to be Biden's anyway. So despite Trump with 1% of the vote having 66%, you know, win of those, it was going to go to Virginia anyway. So, all right, I get it why you call it early. But then here we are with Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, looking Trump. I mean, it was, well, why weren't those called? Well, we're going to have to count votes. Now that starts to make people a little nervous. Now I get what happened in Pennsylvania. For some reason, in Pennsylvania, they weren't able to start counting votes early on. So now they have to start counting votes and they have to scan. But what made me kind of a little edgy, and whether you're Republican or Democrat, this has to bother you, we were hearing reports that people who were trying to oversee and watch and make sure that the counting was done appropriately were asked to leave, were kicked out. Now, if we don't have a process where we could trust that, you know, these ballots are going to be counted appropriately, that's, I say do-over. The other thing, too, is if there are any more ballots more than the number of registered voters, that is automatic proof of cheating and, again, election do-over. It could be in that state, but I got to tell you something. I think every state has some splaining to do. And they need to show what were their votes compared to their registered voters. But you see, they call it, and then it's done. And so people don't care about Nebraska or Utah or California or Oregon. What they care about is what's going on with Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. You know, or a state that, you know, flipped. So, you know, it's kind of... I understand why Trump is concerned. I do. I mean, I get that. You know, we are talking about an election. It's going to be just a handful of votes. Now, looking at, you know, some of the other races with the Senate, it looks like the Republicans are still going to hold their majority of the Senate. Again, assuming there's no cheating, you know, and no, you know, issues going on with the votes. But right now, the Republicans have 47 seats. Democrats have 47 seats. There's six remaining. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, they got theirs. Tillis in North Carolina is expected to win. Purdue in Georgia is expected to win. Collins is expected to win. So there's another three. And then let me see here. I believe there will be a Georgia runoff. There is for Alaska. With that Senate race, and I'm sorry, we're kind of, the computer's kind of slow. I don't know if it's because it's updating. So it looks like the Senate will still be able to hold their Republican majority. And I knew this waking up because the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ, I mean, it was just up. So Dow has risen 811 points. And people were asking, they're like, you see, it went up because people thought Trump was going to win or people thought Biden was going to win. The Dow is up because if the Republicans hold the Senate, then Biden can't do those taxes. He wanted to go after Amazon. He wanted to go after tech. He wanted to go after these big companies and make them, quote unquote, pay their share. So right now, we're at 811 points. So that's not based on who the president's going to be now. Depending on what happens, yeah, we might see a drop, etc. But the Senate was crucial. Then with the House, it looks like the Republicans got a few more seats. Democrats will still hold the majority. That was expected. They currently have 195 seats. Republicans, 185. You need 218 for control. There's 55 seats still up for grabs. Nevada probably will... Mark Amody will keep his, but Susan Lee, Dina Titus, Horsford, still looking like they're going to keep their seats. House seats that were kind of up for grabs. Republicans picked up a few of them, but the Democrats, again, I think the Republicans had to pick up 30. It just wasn't, you know, but they flipped 7. So, you know, when you see what's going on with the House, when you see what's going on with, you know, the Senate, you see a very pro, you just see a very, very pro, red wave. But that's not what's, you know, that's, yeah. In terms of governor elections, I believe, again, Utah, I'm sorry about this, Montana, North Dakota, Burgum still won in North Dakota, Gianforte in Montana, Cox in Utah. In Missouri, Mike Parson, Indiana, Holcomb, again, Republicans, West Virginia, Jim Justice, very, very strong, Phil Scott in Vermont, Chris Sununu in New Hampshire, and again, it's interesting because Vermont and New Hampshire, blue states, went to Biden. Governors are still Republican. In terms of Delaware, John Carney secured his seat. Roy Cooper, Democrats, both Democrats, and then Jay Inslee. So not a lot of change, except for Utah. But again, you know, still, yeah, in terms of governor, the Republicans still hold about 27, I believe, governor seats, Democrats 23. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted as the election results come in. It's going to be very frustrating, and I get that. I mean, I'm being yelled at. You know, what's going on with Nevada? We might not hear till next Tuesday. Last night, we were told that we might not get Nevada results till next Tuesday. And again, it's because of, you know, we actually had some polling issues where they had to extend the polling times till 8. And, you know, it's interesting when we're going to be talking about this also later today, when people say, well, you know, the absentee ballots more go towards Republican. The mail-in ballots go more towards Democrat. The in-person voting goes more towards Republican. Okay, that just concerns me right there. The in-person voting, all right, showed the Republican lead. And the mail-in ballots, mostly Democrat. And again, it just, is anybody verifying these mail-in ballots? 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump campaign is asking for a recall in Wisconsin, saying there have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the results. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Michigan by about 20,000 votes. North Carolina, another state that has not been officially called for President Trump. He does have a slim lead in the state. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Wortley expresses optimism regarding that presidential race.
We are here today to celebrate an absolutely fantastic election day. As we said yesterday and last night, it was a great day to be a Republican here in North Carolina.
The Georgia Secretary of State saying there are about a quarter of a million ballots left to be counted in his state. Brad Raffensperger telling voters that every vote legally cast will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News. There will be no update on election numbers in Nevada today. State officials saying they will provide their next update on Thursday. Former Vice President Joe Biden currently has a slim lead of about 8,000 votes in the state. As far as what's the holdup, Darren Shaw with the Fox News Decision Desk reminds everyone.
Nevada tends to be very good at vote counting, but because they have this mail-in system and they're receiving ballots on election day, they're not processing them until today. And to process them properly, this is according to the Secretary of State, they're going to need to do signature checks to make sure that the person didn't also vote in person, right? So no double voting.
Incumbent Senator from Maine Susan Collins also saying her opponent, Sarah Gideon, the Democrat, called to concede in the Maine Senate race. Democrats hoping to pick up Senate seats in Maine, Colorado, Texas, South Carolina, and Kentucky, only picking up the seat in Colorado where the former Democratic governor beat Cory Gardner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're still trying to figure out what's happening with this election, then I'm looking on to the next election, okay? We got House seats up for grabs in a couple years, and we have the 2020 election. And so, like I've discussed with COVID, once you have a new option to work, or to do schooling, or to do a, shall we say, convention, okay? We're not going to go back to pre-COVID days. if there's been conventions going, look, we're going to live stream so some people don't have to be here in person. If there's going to be schools going, look, for those kids that don't want to go back to class, we're going to have virtual. For those employers who find that a lot of their employees really don't want to go back to the office, they kind of like working from home. Post-COVID, there is no way we're going back. It's changed from here on out. It is permanently changed. So the new world or the new landscape is going to be, there are always going to be virtual options for kids, which I like. There's going to be ways to work from home. There's going to be ways to, you know, protect our older, shall we say, individuals when it comes to, you know, going to certain restaurants. I think they'll have certain areas that they do have social distance. They'll have certain, or they'll have places that advertises, look, we're kind of COVID friendly. So then those are places where higher risk people could go to. And then you'll have the other places that are going to be like the clubs. So with elections, once we decided with this election, mail-in ballots is good to go. So that means mail-in ballots are here to stay. It won't go back unless the Republicans or Democrats prove that it was faulty, that it allowed for there to be room for fraud. So the result I'm the most interested in, it's not who's going to win the presidency. It's not who's going to win, you know, any more of the Senate seats. It's not going to be the control of the House. The results I have been waiting for, which I don't think we're going to get, is how did mail-in ballots work out for everybody? All right? Were they airtight and foolproof such that there was no way somebody could rip it up once they saw it could be pro-Democrat or Republican? Did all of those ballots get where they needed to from the post office? I haven't heard anything about the post office, so my guess is they've done good. Yay, post office. Yay, postal workers. Did the postal workers handle this at 100%? You know, Joe Biden's camp is saying every vote needs to be counted. I agree. I mean, you're not allowed to vote 7 months after an election. But in an election period, right, if you submitted your vote on time, it should be counted. So the results I want to know is, how well did the U.S. Postal Service work? How many ballots did they get that had no, shall we say, allowance for an entry for, let's say, President Trump? Remember, President Trump said there were thousands upon thousands of ballots that didn't have his name on it. If that is true, then, I mean, those were the ones that were caught. Did any ballots that get sent in, were they faulty? Were they misprinted? Did any of the ballots get destroyed? Were any of the ballots miraculously found? Now, if none of that happened, if each ballot was sealed appropriately, each ballot had a signature, each ballot's signature was verified, which is not going to happen, but, I mean, if everything was done right, mail-in ballots work then. I mean, and so I could feel confident, a Democrat or a Republican or an independent could feel confident going into the next election, going, you want to know what? It looks like we have the process down. Your ballot goes into the mailbox. Nobody from the mail, you know, the mail carrier service or the postal service is going to throw them out. They're going to get to where they need to go, get scanned by somebody doing their job diligently with great work ethic and not going to bed early on election night. The results are going to come in, and you know what? We got the mail ballots down. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Multiple states have made it very clear they're not going to check the signature. Now, a signature used to mean you're John Hancock. Your signature was heavy-duty stuff. Your signature meant you better commit. And you better, you know, you are going to be in front of a judge if you're lying by that signature. And I remember my signature, what I first made when I first learned cursive. I was trying to be so careful and all that. Well, then after years and years of medical school, my signature is a scribble. And now it's online. Whenever I sign papers, right, to like refinance my house or whatever, I'm like typing or I click a button and it has my signature. I'm like, well, it doesn't really look like my signature, but I guess that's my signature now. You know? And it could be very easily copied. I don't trust that. So, anybody who knows my handwriting, they can easily forge my signature. In fact, I used to help my friends do their homework in school when I was little because I could forge their handwriting. So if they were like, look, I'm just too tired, I can't get this worksheet done, I'm like, I'll do it for you. I mean, I was just really, really good at that. I could have had a huge operation, but I decided to be a good girl instead. But I could forge somebody's handwriting. It's really not that hard. Just take some time, you make sure you do the strokes right, you make sure you do the ink, you know, things. So signatures, nobody's checking the signatures. And in fact, I think it's within the law. I think in Wisconsin and New Hampshire and North Carolina, they're like, no, we're not checking signatures. So already that to me means mail-in ballots might not work. I mean, and you know, so the question we brought up last night on the Steve Sanchez Show is, all right, so if they're counting the ballots, and they're going to keep counting, and as we're waiting for the mail to come in, and some states said that they will take ballots all the way up until November 12th and things like that, okay, I get it. You didn't make your way to the mailbox. You dropped it in the mailbox on November 3rd. I get that. It gets postmarked on the 3rd. All right, it might take a week. Okay. Fine. All right. Yeah. Is anybody watching? Do we have a Libertarian? Do we have an Independent? Do we have a Green Party? Do we have a Democrat? Do we have a Republican? In each of these counting stations, keeping an eye on things. Is everything being done on camera? I'd also like to know, if there is a bad ballot, where's the pile? I mean, I was watching some of the coverage on CNN and on Fox News. I didn't really see like a dump pile of, and then that pile is supposed to then be examined going, what was wrong with it? Again, I want a spreadsheet, just like with COVID. I want a spreadsheet to know, okay, how many ballots through this mail-in ballot system that we now have were legit? Okay, maybe it was 65 million. Then I want to know how many of the ballots weren't legit and then what was wrong with them? Make just different, you know, categories. Okay? One was torn up. One was a crappy signature. I'd like to know how many signatures didn't really match. I'd like to know, you know, how many ballots were misprinted. How many? I mean, these are things. These are the results I'm waiting for. And I wrote an article yesterday, just a quick one, to give you guys links of where you could go for your election results. There was New York Times, New York Post, Microsoft Bing, CNN, Fox News, ABC News. So I put up so everybody could kind of try to grab, you know, and find the results. None of them are talking about how many ballots were incorrect or were false. And the thing is the Democrats and Republicans, and I understand everybody's like, well, the Republicans are worried about voter fraud. The Democrats are worried about it too. Don't underestimate that. I mean, you know, because the Democrats don't want to think that people flooded the mailbox with fake Republican votes, too. I think the average American, remember, we're not Republican or Democrat, we're American. The average American stands for an ethical election. The reason why our men and women have died in foreign countries or on our soil is to protect our democracy and protect our ability to have fair elections.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So asking your questions or answering your questions, many have kind of asked about, well, sorry about that, people texting, should Biden, should Trump accept their election loss? And this is what we were going to talk about in the previous segment. And my answer to that is for both Biden and for Trump, the answer is a hell no. Unless we have the data I just spoke about. Okay? We did mail-in ballots. It's very new. Whenever you do something new and you try something new, right? We need to make sure it works. We need to test that it works. We were going to talk about how Walmart decided to kind of ixnay on the robots, right? Because maybe they did their job. We're not exactly sure. But whenever you do a trial, whenever you do something new, all right, you can't just say, oh, it was good, or, oh, it was bad. Right? Future elections, 2024, 2028, actually the House runs of the governor elections in the next 2 years, mail-in ballots is going to be a thing to stay. We need data. If Biden loses, if Trump loses, they need to say, all right, before I concede, what was wrong with the ballots? What happened with the ballots? There is no way every state's going to go, oh, Joe Biden, it was fine. Trump, it was fine. Every single ballot was correct. Okay, you never in science plan a new treatment. You never use a new machine. You never use new lab equipment without testing it. So when I get in my office, like pregnancy tests or, you know, flu screens or strep screens, we have to run controls. And it costs money. It stinks that you can't just buy a product and know that it's going to work 100%. But we have to, through our CLIA laws or, you know, through our, yeah, I believe it's CLIA, we have to ensure that every single box, every new test product works. So with the pregnancy test, they have drops that'll make it turn positive, right? Urine test too. There'll be drops that'll make it turn positive, and then there'll be drops that don't. So you can know that they're, you know, you can actually, you know, without being in real time and doing it on a real person, you could test and make sure what you have is good. Same thing with the coronavirus vaccine. What, you know, Israel is doing human trials. We're seeing human trials in Europe, right? I mean, we're not going to try and vaccinate an entire population guessing or winging it. We need to make sure that if we're going to make you roll up your sleeve twice, because these shots are going to take 2-3 weeks, or you'll have to do one and then 3-4 weeks later or the next one, we're going to want to make sure the suckers work. All right? We're going to want to make sure they're safe. We're going to want to make sure that, you know, I mean, that it's effective, because before we commit you to getting COVID shots, which you might have to get every year, we need to instill confidence that it works. So, like I was saying just earlier, I'm not sitting here going, okay, well, you know, who's president or who's in the Senate now or who's in the... I am waiting to see the columns of how many ballots in each state, in each city, in each district, in each county were found to be false. If we find out that, let's say, Clark County, Nevada, had a crap load of ballots that came in, and by the way, this is all science. This is very easy to calculate. If early voting, I believe early voting started, I think it started the 17th. I think early voting might have started the 17th and went on to the 30th. So if Clark County, let's say, this is just an example, and there's Clark counties throughout the United States, so, all right. Let's say Clark County had 5 million votes that showed up in the mail the first 2 days. Great. Signatures might not have matched, misprinted. They all kind of were stuck together, and it looked like they were all filled out identical, and they just were all in a package or whatever. You know, that's kind of some, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they weren't legit. But it starts to make you realize, okay, so it looks like what happens on October 17th or October 18th is people came and dumped a bunch of ballots into the mailbox. Were they harvesters? Were they, you know, asked by certain nursing homes to do that? But, you know, if you start to see that each ballot is identical, right? Identical. And you see, you know, and then you're kind of like, okay, wait a second here. So based on the postmark, if it went to the, I mean, if it went to the mail, the postal service, you could tell. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure this out. If there was a ballot box that was stuffed to the rim, let's say, and again, all the exact same, and I get it. A lot of the Republicans and a lot of the Democrats sent out who you should vote for and or who they support or endorse in terms of judge, in terms of ballot measures, in terms of that, okay? But, I think there's, it's very easily traceable. And the other thing, too, which would be interesting is which mailboxes or which ballot boxes were overwhelmed. Which weren't? Which areas? And if you see a certain zip code that's not as populated, but then you have, you know, now, hold on one second. Hold on. We're hearing that there's some news in Arizona. Hold on one second. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Oh, some of you guys are calling in. Sorry about that, guys. All right. I know I'm going, okay. I am working on it. This is election headquarters. I am working on it. Hold on a second. We hear that we are getting an update in Arizona. And I don't know if I'm getting this update in Arizona. Okay. Oh, my God. People, please. Okay. You know what? Okay. If you guys advertise it was election headquarters, I'd be election headquarters right now. But right now, I'm commentating. All right, let me see what's going on with Arizona. Okay, what am I doing? Well, let me go to my site. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team is still asleep. Okay, Dr. Dahlia Show news team, if you're listening to the show, can you please wake up? Apparently, there's supposed to be some breaking news. All right, we're working on it, people. We're working on it. See, I grew up in Arizona. I was born in L.A. Now I'm stalling. See, I'm doing what they do in the media. I'm stalling because my computer is down. Nobody wants me to get the results. Born in L.A., lived in Arizona. Oh, Sharpies can be used in voting ballots. All right, nope, that's not supposed to be the big news. All right, I think there might have been a shift with some of the Arizona results. We'll keep you guys posted on that. I'm not seeing the news, so I apologize. I still don't have enough. If I do get breaking news, I'll tell you. Okay. Well, maybe I don't want to be a headquarters. Okay, maybe I want to be a feet quarters. So anyway, so going back to, okay, if I get it on my feed, and Daniel, if anything's coming across Arizona, let us know, please. So, thank you so much. So I think Biden and Trump, if Biden loses, he should be like, show me the money. What's going on here? Trump also. Now, nobody wants that. Okay, half the country that, you know, wants Trump to win says, no, we want this over. I don't want Biden to contest it. People that want Biden to win is that I don't want Trump to contest it. All right, I want us to move on. No, they cannot. If Biden takes a loss without fighting it, and if Trump takes a loss without demanding answers, they're not preserving the way we're doing votes. I mean, we need to know. If, first of all, we should have never tested an election process or a mail-in ballot. We should have never tested something on such a grand scale in such an important election. Mail-in ballots, to the degree that we did, there should have been dry runs. They're just like with a vaccine. That's probably the point I'm trying to make. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Rebel.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.